Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Margaret McCall, you're listening to Business Life Works, produced by HealthyLife.net. Today, we are going to be talking with Tom Legering. Tom, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Tom, we have a wonderful show planned with you as our guest. I'm so excited about this. It's very timely. Let me give a little introduction to our listeners, and then I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. So the largest segment of the U.S. population is rapidly approaching retirement age, yet more than half are worried they won't have enough to retire, and 20% have no retirement savings at all. With rising inflation, is there any way to turn things around? Well, I'm an optimist, so I definitely think there are ways to turn things around. But that is a question many people are asking. Tom Legering is here today to review how baby boomers and anyone in the workforce can ensure a happy, well-funded retirement so they can enjoy their golden years. Today, we're going to learn how to develop the business of you and retire comfortably without sacrificing your goals or your dreams along the way. What a wonderful, wonderful topic and so timely. So, Tom, why don't you start out? Give us a little bit of history. I know you served two terms in the Army, and I know that you have a family business. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, first of all, I'm 86 years old. I'm an endurance motorcycle rider. I'm the only person in our group that's rode to all 48 states plus Alaska twice in less than 17 days, 17,500 miles in 17 days. But my business is the same kind of idea, is that it's an endurance. I mean, you have to have plan, you have to have goals, and you have to make your things work properly. I'm a lifetime certified property manager with Institute of Real Estate Management. I'm an author. I'm on three different boards here in the Phoenix area. I'm CEO of a Turnaround Family Golf Course here in Sun City. I'm founder of nonprofit GPS, and we've introduced over 48,500 kids. I go physically to a classroom.
How many children did you say? What was that?
48,500.
Wow.
This year I do about 10,000 kids introductions to golf. I physically have figured out how to bring a 180-acre golf course into a 15-acre school. I teach with foam balls in the gym. And I introduce kids to life lessons from golf as much as how to play golf. And I teach them why rich people golf and why they should put golf in their life and try to get families to play golf with each other. And we've been doing that for a while, but each school year I personally go to these schools and introduce kids to golf. But that's my main thing. What we're trying to do is teach them courtesy, respect, honesty, and integrity, how to make a plan, how to execute the plan, how to analyze the results of the execution, and then repeat. That's how you play golf. That's also how you live your life. If you don't have a plan, you're already there.
Got it. Wow. So you are very busy. You said you're 86. You are super busy, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
My dad passed away in December last, and I was her caregiver for 3 years, and now I'm free to work with my property management, my son's property management business, and our golf course, and doing GPS, which is golf program in schools. It's a nonprofit, and I don't make any money from that because I don't need to. And I have a plan that I'm working, and I'm trying to teach other people how to do that. I've written a book, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours. And it really is. What you mentioned, the 50,000 people, or 50% of the people, have no plan and no savings for retirement. And the large segment, it's 58 million people, are getting ready to retire. And half of them do not have a plan or financial reserves to do to be in retirement.
So let's first of all, you wrote this book, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours. It's a workbook. Where can our listeners buy that? Let me ask you that question, and then let's talk about why you wrote that book. What inspired you to write this book?
Okay. It's on Amazon, so all they do is go to Amazon.com and look up Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours. It's a workbook, and it is for $20. I have donated the book and the rights to the book to my nonprofit. So any money that is made from doing what I'm doing now is just to hire people to help me with my nonprofit. Most people don't want to pay, most donors don't want to pay for salaries. And in a nonprofit, you spend 50% of your time raising money and 50% of your time doing your mission. And so I'm trying to figure a plan for my nonprofit so if something happens to me, it will still sustain itself. So that's what we're doing.
Sure. Succession plan. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this whole thing. So regarding the retirement, people of retirement age or approaching retirement age, how can it be a choice when 50% of the retiring population are worried they don't have enough to retire and 20% have no retirement savings at all? Let's talk about how this is a choice. Let's talk about what they need to do, what steps they need to take. Let's go with that.
Okay. The book, I originally wrote the book for my kids. I was building a business, and I thought they wanted to be in that business. They worked in it, but they decided they didn't want to do it. They wanted to do other things, and they're happy. Three of them are retired and in their 50s, and my son still working a property managed business. But it was all about their plan. So I had a plan, and then it didn't work out for me. But I have retired personally. I've retired 7 times in my life. Every time because I had a plan. I read a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill while I was in the service, and showed
That's
me
an old classic.
Yes, and it showed me that I have a choice, and my choice is to have money for my retirement. And what I tell people, it's you got to stop working for your money and get your money to work for you. So if you're living paycheck to paycheck, and I talk to people about this all the time, I can't do anything. I'm in this box. I said, have you ever sat down and made a business plan and analyze where your money goes? I said, you are a business of yourself. And what is your profit? If you're the average person today is carrying credit card debt. Now, a year ago, in January of 23, it was $7,538 of credit card debt. In January of 23, I got those, is 22 then to 23, is $8,169. Their debt is going up, and here's what the point is. They're working for their money. They buy things, and if you analyze, if they would go through and analyze everything they buy and find out, is it a want or a need? I'm talking about, you have to be a business. You can't just be, oh, I'm just getting my paycheck, I put in my 40 hours, and I go home and watch TV. That's 40 hours out of 160 you get to figure out what you're going to do with the rest of the time. And the whole point of it is that you, it's your choice. You can take the time. Like a bit, people think, oh, you have a business, it's so nice, you make money. No, you work twice as hard as my staff. I work twice as hard as my staff, and I make sure my staff is taken care of. But that doesn't mean I always make money from what I'm doing. But I make money in the long run, and that's what I'm looking for. It comes out that I still own the business.
Right. So talk, a lot of people don't know what a business model is or what a business plan is. And yet I know you feel that, at least I understand that you feel, a business model can help people to get to another place in their journey. Okay?
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit what you mean by a business model.
Okay. A business model is, first you make a business plan. You have to find out who's your customer. What is it that you can give them that they will buy? What service can I render to them? And it's the same thing when you're doing, when you are the business of you. So if I look at myself in a mirror and I tell people, you put a mirror on your desk and you look into it while you're writing your business plan, because most people lie. They, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't get my credit card debt down. Oh, I've been working on it all this time. They're just telling their a lie. You have to end every penny, just like a businessman or woman. You have to be looking exactly at your income. This is how much money comes in. How much money do you spend in taxes? People say, oh, I got back $2,000. And what did you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
I spent it.
It's a good question,
you know,
right?
In a business person does not look at it like that. That's working capital. That's little soldiers that go out and find more money and bring back their friends. And watch something like Shark Tank. Everybody has that show they can watch. It's been on for over 10 years. They talk about what you have to do. You have to spend the time to put into yourself. Everybody has time. You work 40 hours, and even if it takes you an extra hour a day to go to work, most people, a lot of people working from home, you have time. You have to donate and dedicate at least an hour a day to your business plan. You have to be the business of you. Business owners work harder than their employees, every one of them.
Sure.
Because they make these plans. And in this case, in my book, I absolutely show you how to do a business plan. I used to be a certified SCORE mentor. I worked for 8 years helping people start businesses or think about, oh, I want to start a business and I want the government to give me $80,000 to buy a truck because I'm going to be in the business of transportation.
Right.
It's a good start, but that isn't how it works.
No, so, that's not. And I want to step in a second here, because I'm pretty familiar with all this and want to say that, you know, a lot of times I train people to be life coaches. It's one of the things we do on our end. And we help them create their business plan. We guide them and walk them through how to create a business plan for that profession or holistic health and wellness practitioners. But what I run into, which is fascinating, is that people oftentimes want to pay somebody to write their business plan, and I always refuse, because that's where you're putting your energy. You need to put your unique energy into that business plan. You need to feel the passion, be inspired, not just hand it off to somebody else as though it's a nuisance, right?
Absolutely. That is
don't you run into that, Tom, where people are like, well, I just need to pay somebody to do this for me. And that's not really how it works.
And that's what a business, this is what I'm saying to your audience. You have to be the business of you. The fact that you have no money for savings, most people are taught. If you think about how we live today, I mean, I'm 86 years old, and so I was around before TVs, and I was around before phones and internet phones. We had one phone in the house if you were lucky, and sometimes you had one phone on a block. So, you know, the way that people have all this information, what they do is it gives them more time to not have to work because they can just look stuff up now. Things that used to take me 4 to 5 hours to find out one piece of data. I drive from Manhattan Beach into downtown L.A. to look up a property. I was in real estate out there. I had a 5,000-unit property management business. And I would drive in to find out who owned a certain property, and then I would get in contact with them after I found out who owned it. Well, now I can just go on my computer or on my phone and find out everybody on the block, who, when they bought it, how much it is owed against it. All that data is there. That gives you more time. And what people want to do is take that time and relax, or, oh, I'm under so much pressure. The reason they're under so much pressure is they do not have a business plan, and they're operating off of people pounding on them for money. If you have the exact opposite of what I'm saying to people is they have $8,000 of credit card debt. That's the average. And they're paying up to 22% on that.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of that, in what I'm teaching, is you have $8,000 in the bank that you contribute 10% of your income to every month. And that grows. The most that I recommend people with, when you're getting close to retirement, you can't take as much risk as when you're younger. My program, which is compound interest, which is the secret of wealth, that and not paying taxes legally. I mean, the law says that we have a legal right to pay the minimum amount that we owe, and whatever we owe, we have to pay. But that number can be brought down, and that's what wealthy people do. You have to be a business and think of yourself as, I'm a wealthy person. I have
right.
to protect assets.
How do you recommend people understand, without necessarily having to do their own taxes, how do you recommend they understand what are legitimate tax breaks, tax write-offs for their business?
For an individual, you have to look at, if you do your taxes yourself or you have somebody done, I have my taxes done by somebody else.
Sure. I just mean to enlighten somebody who has their taxes done by somebody else. They're not trying to be their own accountant, but they want to have insight into what are legitimate legal tax write-offs to support them in their business, their growth. What do you, is there a book you recommend that they read to just educate themselves a bit?
There's so much information on the internet. There's
sure.
tremendous, but the way to start, and that's what I try to, my book actually, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours. That book actually helps people do these things. If you do your business plan, and what you're doing is you first of all, you got to know how much tax you pay, and you have to know how much income. So you have to start at the very beginning before you want to gather data. Find out where you are and how much you spend. Statistically, people in this country spend 60% of their income on lifestyle. So it doesn't matter what you do, how much money you make, you're going to spend 60% of it. And what I say is you start out with two things in your budget. The first thing is you pay yourself first. The second thing you do is you pay tithing. It can be to a charity. It can be to a religion. It could be to anything you decide it can be. But you should pay 10% to yourself first. Pay yourself first. If you're going to be in business, you got to make sure you get paid. So if you go spend 40 hours to make your $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 a year, or 20, whatever it is you're making, you still have to save 10%. The first check that goes out is check to you into a savings account at first until you can figure out how to invest it somewhere. What I show people is, if they're young people, because I deal with a lot of young people, and I deal with victims of domestic violence over the Youth Place, which is a local shelter, trying to help people get back on their feet. Well, some of them have no education, little, you know, sixth grade. Some of them have PhDs, but they all do not have financial literacy. And the internet is full of data. I mean, I can't express enough of how much information is freely available to us. Okay, very good. I'll just finish up this idea. There's plenty of information available so that people can get on their thing and that on their plan. And that's what I help people do. If they buy my book, I also give them 2 months of free internet mentoring. So.
Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, okay? So stay tuned. We're here talking with Tom Lagering. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know that more than 54% of Americans fight with people close to them because of stress? That people with positive social relationships recover from illness faster, and that people who have a best friend at work are 7 times more likely to be engaged in their jobs. The Relationship Code teaches us to empower ourselves in all types of relationships with the new techniques and insights of the 4-step harmonic matching process. The harmonic process integrates psychology with universal principles to help people achieve their desires. In the Relationship Code, you'll learn to create positive self-fulfilling prophecies, communicate effectively, enhance relationships on the job, overcome everyday and long-term challenges, and develop extraordinary outcomes. Published by Career Press and available now, you can go to www.margaretmacraw.com or call 410-366-9111 to order the book. Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach as well as a holistic health practitioner and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction. Would you like to transcend patterns in your life that inhibit you from attracting true love? Begin creating strong, fulfilling relationships that are long-lasting. Margaret McCraw's book, Tune Into Love, can give you a positive start and an exciting new process for attracting the loving partner you seek. Tune Into Love will also teach you 4 essential steps for focusing your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to create all of your desires. Learn how to sidestep the self-imposed roadblocks that hold you from fulfillment. In addition to attracting and creating a fulfilling relationship, Tune Into Love will show you how to attract better health, fulfilling careers, abundance of money, and harmony in all aspects of your life. Order your copy today at www.tuneintolove.com or call 877-366-9111 or visit the website tuneintolove.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCall. You're listening to Business Life Works. We are here today with Tom Langering, and Tom has written a book, and Tom's been telling us a little bit about that book, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours. And you said that people can buy that on Amazon, correct?
Yes. You just go and plug in Amazon, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours. And it's a $20 book. All the funds that, which Amazon takes about $10 and we get the balance, and then that goes to my nonprofit. So all the funds go to my nonprofit.
Great. That's wonderful. So, let's talk a little bit more about the business of you, and you talk about seven parts of a person's life, that there are seven parts of their life. So why don't we start with what are the seven parts of your life, and or we can start with business of you, but let's weave in the two together, okay?
Yes, it's actually the seven parts of your life is, first of all, everybody needs to take the time with themselves and figure out who they are and what they are. The first thing in this first of the seven is your personal self. I get a lot of people say, oh, I just want to help other people, so that's why I do what I do. I just want to help people. Well, if you don't help yourself, yourself is first. You cannot help another person if you're damaged goods. You have to be having a excess in order to give to another person. Your first thing is to give to yourself, give to your family, then work with your community. So knowing who you are and what you're trying to do, that's what needs to come first. There's opportunities to make a living at what you do. Your personal life includes relationships with family and friends. Personal life includes following and balancing healthy finances, healthy mind, and healthy body, and spending time and money wisely, giving you more time for family, friends, and the community. So first thing is get to know yourself. You write personal, you have a notebook, and you write out the things that describes you. And the second thing you have to have is your financial. So under financial, there's an abundance of information about financial plans, financial planning, and it really, most people go to a financial planner, and I have nothing against financial planners, so I don't take my words differently, but you have to know where you want to go. You have to know the things that you need to have in a financial plan. Once you get your financial plan down, it's totally okay to go to a financial planner and say, here's where I want to get to. So your financial plan is to know what you're going to do. And the final thing, like people at my age, I'm 86, and people say, well, Tom, why are you planning to do all these other things and having these long-range plans? I have some 20-year plans. And they say, well, you're 106 or so. I'm in great shape now. I exercise every day. So, and I work every day. So, age doesn't do it. It's what's in your brain and how you've taken care of your body. So that comes down to the third thing is personal, financial. The next is family. And under family, I try to tell people, well, this is all in my book. So you can come in and read each one of these things and find out exactly what we're talking about. But family is a source of happiness through all stages of life. Our extended family includes a father and a mother, dependent children and grandchildren, related by blood, marriage, or even friendships. We don't get to pick our family. We only have to love them. Like I have a brother. I sometimes don't like him. but I do love them. And, you know, you just have to know what kind of relationships you have with your family. And then if it's the way you want it to be, you say, oh, I really wished I would have said something nicer to my brother. Well, today's the day to do it.
Yeah.
Get those family relationships in check and so that you are happy with them. Because that's part of success. Part of success is having a happy family life. Then your next thing is your physical body.
I want to speak up about that because I think relationships are so critical. Relationship with ourselves, relationship with others, and understanding, like you were saying, sometimes relationships aren't what we want them to be, but understanding what's in our control and that we can still be really, you know, nice to other people, even if they aren't sometimes nice to us, doesn't mean we have to go to that level. And what you're talking about, I think, is so critical because it's like we can clutter our closet with stuff and we don't have the energy and the freedom, the space, it starts spilling out. You know, the trash will start to spill out. If we can keep our energy clean and clear and we handle ourselves from the high road, you know, we take the high road, even if others sometimes don't do that, that doesn't mean we have to go into that level, right? We can still stay at the high level and keep our energy clean, keep things cleared out of our consciousness, right? By knowing that we're the person we want to be, to feel good about ourselves.
So, you know, that's the whole thing is it, this all has to do with success. Each one of these pillars has to do with your success. The fourth one is your physical self. You only have one body. And how you feel in that body goes a long way toward your outlook on your life. If you're overweight, which most people are, then what they do is to go take some kind of drug that they don't know what it is. What I tell people is the story about two chipmunks, and the one says, have you taken your vaccine yet? And the other one said, no, I'm not. Well, why not? I'm waiting for the human trials to be over. So they're rushing things in medicine to us, and I love doctors. I'm in a program, body and mind. I've donated my brain to science when I'm gone, and they're studying me every year to see how I'm doing. So your physical body is in shape. You are in charge of making sure it's in shape. If you're overweight, check what you're eating and get in the gym or do home exercise. Your body is made to heal itself, point one. And point two, it needs to be worked. So you have to get out and do some exercise. So that's your physical part. So that's okay. Mm-hmm. And now I'll get into the other ones later.
Well, yeah, we'll come right back to it. We're going to take a quick segment break. We have two more segments to be able to continue talking with you, Tom. And just to my listeners, stay tuned. We're here with Tom Legering today talking about success or failure. The choice is yours, and that's the title of his workbook. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach as well as a holistic health practitioner and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCall, host of Business Life Works. Today we are talking with Tom Legering. Tom, I'm going to spell your last name so that people can track you down on the internet. It's LOEGERING, Legering. And Tom has written a book that we're here talking about today. It's called Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours Workbook. This is a workbook you can buy on Amazon. Let's just take a moment before we get back into our discussion to let them know what your website is, and if there's anything on the website you want to lead them to, let's do that right now.
Okay. Main thing is golf, G-O-L-F, P is in Paul, S is in Sam, .org. That's the email that we're using. It's not primarily for the book, but I do have the book information up on it. What we're doing, the other thing that you can reach me for and is my email is tom@golf, P is in Paul, S is in Sam, .org. So if you have any questions, feel free to email me. I do about 750 emails a day. So this is part of my life, and I'm trying to help people get on their right path. And that's really what this is all about. Success, failure, the choice is yours is the name of the book. And what we do is we teach you how to, in here, I have made this as simple as possible for people that are not financially literate. They can start in my book, and I've written it in a different fashion, so it goes by divisions, just how you run a business. So this is also some things that I have in the book that shows you how to run your life as a business for the profit that you want. So some people want to be retired when they are 65 or whatever the number is. Well, one of the things that's going to happen is people are now living longer, and they're in better physical shape. So the government started the Social Security with the idea that you could retire at age 65. Well, just so you know, the average life expectancy when Social Security was passed was 64 and a half. The government planned that to be not your retirement fund, but their tax on you. So it was just a new tax. That's what the purpose of it was. And you have to figure out the government isn't there to help you. You are an independent human being, and you are in charge of your health, and you are in charge of your wealth, and you are in charge of your happiness. So when you look in the mirror, that's the only person that holds you back. When you look in the mirror every day, when you get up and you look in the mirror, there's that person back looking right at you, staring right at you. And you've got to learn to talk to yourself and get these things together. What we're talking about now is the seven parts of your life, which is personal, doing things that you need to have done for yourself personally. Then you have your family. Then you have your personal body, your physical self, and make sure you're in good shape. then last, not lastly, but next is your community. The community you live in is where you need to be volunteering. You only work 40 hours a week. You know, that gives you 40 hours to sleep and 40 hours to give service to your community through volunteer work or doing some extra things if you're not up with your retirement. If your retirement is not on plan, go to work. Get a job. Go start out by volunteering in something that you love doing. There's plenty of opportunities today. So working in your community, I have to tell you, I've been retired 7 times in my life, and I'm a failure at it, and I'm not doing it anymore. I find out that work is not work if you love what you're doing. So I get up in the morning every morning and love going out to work.
But I think that's a really good point, is when people are doing something productive, whether it's for money, whether it's for volunteering, for self-satisfaction, or all of the above, when they're doing something that they really enjoy, they just naturally take care of things, is what I've noticed. You know, they take care of their body because they want to be around tomorrow, and they want to feel good in their body so they can do the things they want to do that they feel passionate about. And they seem to be people who clear out the old stuff. You know, they're not holding on to what somebody did to them, where they got wronged or where they lost their job or this or that, because they have the self-esteem to know that they're going to get back up and go forward in their journey. They're not going to let themselves be pushed down and stay down and embrace being a victim. And so much of what I hear you saying, Tom, is you're talking about taking charge of our lives, which we talk about all the time on this show, the importance of taking charge of our lives, the importance of being able to align with that sense of well-being and to align with a sense of purpose. And everybody has a purpose, but being able to align with that requires some self-reflection and some thought. So this is all really good stuff because it does tie into our finances. Our finances are, I think, a reflection of, is our cup filled up or is our cup depleted? And one of the main things that I hear you talking about is, again, taking responsibility for where you are in your life and where you're going, which, you know, it seems to fill up the cup, but what depletes the cup is when we don't take responsibility, when we get into blaming and saying we can't do this or somebody's done this to us. You know, that just depletes us, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Margaret. That's the whole point of what I'm saying. Every day you need to have some time that you donate just to yourself. I don't care if it's 5 minutes or a half an hour, whatever time it takes, wherever you're at in your life, if you're not happy with it, you are in charge. And the reason for every problem that you have today is decisions you made in the past. So if you want to change, it's only you. You're the only person that can actually help you. When I go in and talk to victims of domestic violence, and like I say, I talk to young people, I talk to older ladies, I mean, I talk to men, some men, and I ask them how did you get beat up by your wife? Was she a big monster or something? He says, no, you got to sleep sometime, and my wife just took a baseball bat and put me in the hospital. Well, everybody has their things in their life, but you are in charge of it. If it's not where you want to be, with that, once you know you're in charge, the other things that I try to tell people is your professional life and your spiritual life, whether no matter what it is, you're in charge of your life, and you need to take time with yourself.
We have to break for a quick segment break, and we'll be back in just a moment talking with Tom Legering today on his book, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours.
Are you interested in a board-certified coach training program specializing in the law of attraction? If so, become a board-certified life and business coach, as well as a holistic health practitioner, and help others live their dreams. If you're ready for a new and exciting career, you should visit www.tuneintolove.com to learn more about board-certified training programs specializing in the law of attraction. This could be perfect if you're one of those people that likes helping others. Do friends, family members, and colleagues come to you for advice? And are you good at helping others solve difficult problems? If so, this board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction could be just for you. Go to tuneintolove.com to find out more. You could be your own boss and working out of your own home with a very flexible schedule, in addition to the ability to make so much more money and have so much more free time. Visit www.tuneintolove.com and find out more about the board-certified training program specializing in the law of attraction.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Would you like to transcend patterns in your life that inhibit you from attracting true love? Begin creating strong, fulfilling relationships that are long-lasting. Margaret McCraw's book, Tune Into Love, can give you a positive start and an exciting new process for attracting the loving partner you seek. Tune Into Love will also teach you four essential steps for focusing your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs to create all of your desires. Learn how to sidestep the self-imposed roadblocks that hold you from fulfillment. In addition to attracting and creating a fulfilling relationship, Tune Into Love will show you how to attract better health, fulfilling careers, abundance of money, and harmony in all aspects of your life. Order your copy today at www.tuneintolove.com or call 877-366-9111 or visit the website TuneIntoLove.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
This is Margaret McCraw, host of Business Life Works. We're here today talking with Tom Legering, and Tom is the author of a book called Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours workbook, and you can purchase that on Amazon. You can also go to Tom's website, which is golfps.org, golfps.org, and reach out to Tom if you want to. I'm sure the website has a contact page. So, Tom, we were going over in our last segment about the seven parts of life. Let's move right in. This is our last segment with our audience today. So let's talk about the six practical steps that you address in your book.
The next one is professional. So I go through the first one is yourself. It's personal. You go through personal, your financial, your family, your personal physical body, your relationship in your community, and then it's your professional, the professional part. In Division 1, the first chapter here, I go through and tell you have to keep up with your trends and what's going on with your job. The number one thing that you are totally in control of is your attitude. So you can look at your attitude, your education, your organization that you're in, and how this all works. Develop good communication skills and be a under-promise person and an over-deliver person. If you tell somebody you're going to do something for them, do more than you promise, not to see how little I can do. And then you develop the ability to do, delegate, or discard. If you're not going to do something, and you got a car you've been going to work on for the last 20 years, get rid of it or do it. That's how you handle these things, because there's stops in your life. Get rid of the stops so that you can move forward. Then the last part of your life is spiritual, and I'm not preaching whatever you believe in. There is a higher power. You need to develop that relationship with that, and then you have to believe in it. So that's part of our life. That's the seven pillars of our life. And then as you work through that, I always tell people, giving can be in the form of money, in unobserved acts of kindness, and giving can be anonymous or with fanfare. It's how you want to live your life and know those parts. Then the next thing that we get into in my book is six definite steps to reach your goal. I started at age 19 in the Army using Think and Grow Rich. I put a little piece of his book in my book. I give him credit for it. I take no credit for this. This is Mr. Napoleon Hill's work. But it works. I've done this seven times in my life, and every time I reach my goal. Now, I have had reversals in my life. I've had times when I was strung out and financially, and I lost all my money. It took me 2 years to feel sorry for myself until one day I looked in the mirror and I said, who made that money? Who made the mistake that lost it? But who made it? I did. Okay. Do you know how to do it? Yes. Okay. Go do it again. 3 years later, I had twice as much as I lost. So the point is...
What section of Napoleon Hill's book did you say that you inserted in your book that you were saying it works? Summarize
that
for us.
He has six items that he talks about. There's six. This is how you start your plan. Every time I've started my new plan, I start with this. Fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. Exact amount. What exactly will you give to receive that amount? Three is establish a date when you're going to receive that amount, create a definite plan in writing, and begin at once to put that plan into action. Write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire, state what you intend to give to get, and describe in detail your plan to accomplish it. And the last one is read your plan out loud. 2 times a day, as you read, see yourself in possession of the money and live and act like the money is in the bank. Once you learn these six steps, you can have anything you want in life, financially. You have to give to get. You give first, you get later. And you don't always get from the person that you gave stuff to. A lot of times you say, well, I gave that guy all this stuff, and then he just didn't even return my phone calls. So what?
Right.
Something else come in, and you just move forward with it. One person does not break your life. As long as you are putting out good, you will get good back. So then,
I think that's a very good point. You can't do it from a place of resentment or tit for tat. It has to be inspired giving.
Absolutely. And if you make your life about, I call it an abundant life. I have so much good in my life. And did I have bad in my life? Of course I did. But, and I will admit, it took me a little while to get over it. But once you understand that you're in charge, you made a mistake, look at it and analyze it. Why did you make that mistake? Can I not make that mistake again moving forward? And where do I want to get when I am move forward? So the last, not last, but in Division 4, I show people how to get started. This is how a perfect plan of going, how you put these things together, my division five, I say, you are a business. Here are things to keep in mind as you prepare to become wealthy. You are a business now. Start now. As in any successful venture, communication is vital. You do not live in a vacuum. Other people are impacted by any changes in your life. You need to speak with each person, your spouse, partner, or associate, so that all are aware and understand these changes. Change the amount of time you give them and what you need from them. You just have to talk to the people around you. That's all part of family. And family extends to business. Business people know what other people need, and then we get it for them. And they pay us one way or the other. You pay in good deeds, or you get paid in money. And it doesn't matter. It's in your plan.
Right.
So what I try to do with my...
I want to break in for a second, as you talked about having a 20-year plan and you're 86. And I think, again, people get caught up in the age stuff. All this has happened politically. It's not about what is your age. It's where you are in your life in terms of, do you take care of yourself? And is your mind good? I mean, is your mind good? Is your body healthy? Are you in good shape? Because somebody can be 70 years old and be an old 70, or they can be 70 years old and be a very young 70. So a lot of it has to do with our consciousness. It does have to do with our health, our genetics as well. We have to stop here. I want to thank you for being on my show, Business Life Works, and I'd like to invite you to stay in touch with me and let me know the next steps in your 20-year plan, your career, and I'm sure I'll have you on again, Tom. Thank you for being on my show, and to my listeners, I'll be back next month. So I look forward to being with you again. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.